From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Deadly bombing hits Baghdad market. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded when a truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at a crowded market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. At least 50 people are known dead from a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured in the blast, which occurred late Wednesday. Xinhua reports most of the casualties were migrant workers who live in nearby residential communities. Emergency personnel are continuing the search for the missing. A team of more than 200 military specialists experienced in handling nuclear and biochemical materials is being sent in from Beijing to assist in efforts. It's not known what caused the explosions. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in 4 new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. The militants have killed close to 1,000 Nigerians in raids and suicide attacks since Mr. Buhari was inaugurated. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart over a sharp rise in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Kerry urged an immediate ceasefire and called for full implementation of the ceasefire agreement reached between Ukraine's government and Russia-backed separatists in Minsk, Belarus, earlier this year. This is VOA News.